And in snow upon the stone, a pyre to bring the sky the dead. And in ash upon the stone, memories of December's past. You and I all, you, I, we all dream of heavens in winter warm. You and I all, you, I, we all dream of heavens in warm winter. I am for empire, you, I, we all ever under the care. Wilderness king, wilderness queen, the call of seasons, the song of storm and gathering fear.
Every old forest that has writing in its past inherits our dreams, and arrows made from its fallen fly truer than any history we could write. It's an enchantment born not of fighting, but of long years in wait, and the sanctity of vows to the land. A hymn of every language sounds across her empire. Fragments of old civilizations shine as one mosaic as we gather and sing in the harvest. For that which we once gained and have now lost is never lost, for it can be found again in silence and solace in the void among the trees.
Heaven's lost summers through season calls, through autumn's And that, on this very, very loud evening.
Yeah.
That was Dead 3 Days with their song Mind Fire. A bit different.
Yeah. Well, it's always good to have something different.
Of course. Well, obviously, it's from the Schwa.
The Schwa.
The Schwa. So, of course, it's going to be different.
Yep.
In its own little way. But no, Kevin, we've done a lot of different stuff from all across our beautiful province. And it's finally time, Kevin. We go home.
We go home?
It's time for us to go home.
I've been waiting for the day you said that. Your bags are packed.
What?
Oh, you meant just the Hamilton.
I'm getting kicked out or something?
Say, no, you're not getting kicked out.
Okay.
Your mom won't let me.
Okay. No, we're going to play some Hamilton stuff.
Excellent. I've been looking forward to this. I thought we were playing it last week because I got all confused by the...
No, this week is Hamilton. But speaking of Hamilton, August 31st.
Yes.
In Hamilton.
Yep.
At Absinthe Hamilton. There's a lot of Hamilton that's happening. We are hosting the first... Our first ever live concert performance thingy majigger.
We contacted.
Yes, that promoted. We are
yep.
kind of running, essentially.
Yeah, I mean, we're having good help from Jesse.
Of course.
He's had time doing it before. He's run a few different metal shows and other shows as well. So he's been really helpful with it. But yeah, you've gotten a hold of bands. You've gotten them to commit. You've given them the guidelines of what they needed to do in order to commit.
Yep.
So these guys are coming in, and it's going to be a lot of fun.
It's going to be amazing, because now we are proud to announce we have 4 acts joining the Axe Lords of Zanzibar. Johnny No Cash and Mr. Morgan Ryder is Miss Carmen North.
That's going to be fun.
Yes, it's going to be a very fun evening. A lot of great acoustic performances occurring. And make sure to bring your cash, because there will be merchandise sold.
Yep, by one lady, my aunt.
Yes.
So it's Aunt only Lori. One person.
Yep. There's going to be a merch table for everyone.
So, yeah.
Just remember to bring your masks and wear them at the merch table.
And to go through the venue to go to the washroom.
If you have any questions, please feel free to look at the rules that have been posted in the Facebook event page for the event.
Yep.
Because guidelines.
Yeah, or reach out to us one way or the other and we can help you figure it out.
Yes, of course.
But, yeah, no, you and I will be there.
Of course, obviously.
We've got a few little things up our sleeves for there.
We will be unveiling something very special.
Yep.
Something very new. We will have our own merchandise for sale, too.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting.
That is pretty exciting. So,
and then, Aunt Lori will be there selling merch. We'll have to talk about that off air, too. We'll get all that figured out.
Oh, of course. You got a messenger.
Oh, yeah, we'll message her, but then we have to figure out what we got to do for the band so that we know each band is getting the money that they go.
Mm.
Right? Just make sure that, because we'll only have the one cash box.
Oh, are we?
Yeah, unless they bring their own cash box. But either way,
that's what I was
saying. I want to have them understand that, you know, this is what you showed up with, this is what you left with. Like, again, we'll talk about that afterwards. But
we'll figure it out in the end. But, Kevin, we got a lot of great Hamilton representation about to be played.
Yes.
And we're going to start off with a band that we have a good friendship with.
Okay. Which one is that? Because there's a lot of Hamilton bands that we've actually developed a really good friendship with over the past year.
This one is probably the most unique.
Oh, is it Dr. Death?
It's Dr.
Nice.
Death.
Nice. Those guys are awesome.
Yes, we were going to be playing 30 Immolated and 16 Return, their hit song, Mistress Maggie's Masterpiece.
Beautiful.
Yes. Up here right now on Thrasher's Paradise.
Nature's disorder carries with it a kind of sting which operates upon the high keen sort that when one's prick is alive, it is all villainy, the abhorring that is pleasing.
If 'tis the filthy thing that pleases another precious act, then certainly the more filthy the thing, the more it can please!
Beauty, they'll never strike one's day but a step away. Ugliness, degradation till a forced counter blow. The commotion they create is
much stronger. Furthermore, beauty belongs to the sphere of the simple, the ordinary. Wisdom when I say something extraordinary. And with this in mind, we invite you all to enjoy the most disturbing partisans of Mistress Maggie's masterpiece, The Circle of Peace!
Thank you. Yeah.
Cat was an oldie but a goodie, Profaner with their song Killing on Command.
I like those guys. Those guys were here, right?
Yes, they were here. They were the first ever band we've interviewed in our house.
Nice. Okay. Yep. Yes. Yeah, those were Antonius Bolognese was a good guy.
Yes. Anthony, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, funny.
Well, that's his Instagram handle,
yes,
right?
Yes, of course. So. Then there's Rusty and Steve.
Yep.
They were just a great bunch to talk to. We just lost track of what was happening the entire interview.
That's pretty much what happened every time somebody came over here. Such a comfortable place to talk to bands and stuff.
Of course.
It was fun.
Don't you remember the Plethora one?
Yeah. Is that the guy with the laugh?
Yeah, Mike.
Mike, yeah, he's a great guy.
He was a great guy. Definitely need to have him back on the channel soon.
Yep.
Of course, but no, Kevin, we're kind of at that 20 minutes left to go mark at the in the show.
Already again? It always goes by so fast.
It does, doesn't it?
Yep.
Feels weird, but we're done Ontario.
Wow, we scratched the surface of Ontario, but yeah, we've definitely done our fair share. We did 4 weeks on Ontario alone.
Yeah.
And yeah, so what? We're going to finish off strong, and then what, moving to Quebec?
We're going to Montreal.
Are we going to do, how many times, maybe one or two?
Three.
3 weeks in Quebec?
Yes, one show dedicated to Montreal, one show dedicated to Quebec City, and then the rest, then the other show is the rest of everything
else. It's a gigantic province, but I can't imagine up north there's a lot of metal, but we can find it. I'm sure it's...
There's a good handful. I'm sure,
yeah. I mean, they have heavy Montreal for a reason, right? So...
Like, metal there is, like, part of their culture.
Yeah, I think so.
And it's very cool.
Yep.
When you kind of think about that, something like that is part... Is there with them.
Right. And then once we're done there, are we going to combine all the East Coast, or are we going to go like two and two?
I think we're going to do two and two.
Okay.
We're going to do New Brunswick and Nova Scotia.
Right.
And then PEI and Newfoundland.
Is there enough to do it that way? I guess we should research it and see which two we can go with.
I think we can make it work.
Yeah? Okay.
We'll make it work.
Sure.
We're going to make it work.
All right.
We might have to combine all four.
That's fine, too.
Make a powerhouse. What?
That means we got to come up with some new idea for a show, then.
Why?
I don't know, because right now we're just able to stick by provinces and have it go that way.
Oh, yeah.
We have to start thinking again.
Covers edition, part two.
Ah, we could do that.
Return of the covers.
Yeah, eh?
And Justin, keep your hands above those covers.
Above those covers, and blow out that candle. That candle's got to be almost near the end by now, I would think.
I thought he was on his sixth candle.
It could be, yeah.
It wouldn't surprise me if you, like, the man goes through a lot of candles.
Like those little votives or the long 12-inch ones?
I think they're the long 12-inch
ones. Oh, he likes the long 12-inch, eh?
Likes it. He doesn't want it to, like, die soon.
Ah, gotcha. Well, the votives are shorter and fatter, right? So they might last longer than the skinny 12-inch thing.
That's true.
But anyway, Justin, that's your preference of what you want to do with your time and your candle wax. So, you know. What?
What? Why are you saying what?
Well, because I just looked past the computer and the cat was staring at me. Now she's staring at the floor. Oh, because somebody's walking.
Someone's walking?
Yeah.
Oh, I wonder who that could be.
That's probably Grant.
Let's not assume it's my brother. It's probably my brother.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but, oh well.
Okay, so.
Yes.
Hamilton.
Hamilton, yeah.
You've lived here all your life.
Yeah.
Yep. What do you like about Hamilton?
It feels like home. Like, I don't know. I've been to a lot of cities, and it's like, it doesn't have the culture that Hamilton does.
Really, eh?
I feel that way. Like, a lot of the places I go to, Hamilton's like very,
Hamilton's definitely unique, I can tell you that.
Yeah, we know that for sure. But no, like, the culture is... There is no set culture here.
No, yeah.
It's... there's everyone, you see everyone and everything, and what... There's a bit of everything here in Hamilton. There's no, like, general... Like, I know back in the 80s and 70s, it was, like, the Portuguese and the Italians and immigrants. Yeah. But now, 2020, it's just... a boiling pot of everything and anything.
True, yep.
So I think that's cool that Hamilton's been able to become that sort of place.
Like a center point, like, for everyone else to branch out from.
And then now where Toronto people can afford housing.
Yeah, which is unfortunate for Hamilton people because it's just pricing it out too much.
Of course, I do not like that.
No, because kids are going to stay with the parents forever now.
Oh, grow up, that's Kevin.
Not fair.
You're happy you have a kid staying. You're just happy you have a kid staying with you.
Yeah, true enough. Getting old.
You'd miss me if I was to move out.
Yeah, don't tell your mom, though. I'd never admit it.
You know she's probably listening to this.
No. No. It's late, so she's probably sleeping by now.
No, she's probably reading in her bedroom.
Yes, which means she's not paying attention to what we're doing.
No, exactly. She probably has no concept of what we are doing.
Yeah.
Which I guess is all right. But no, Kevin, we got enough time to play a couple more songs, so let's get into it. We're going to play another Hamilton band. They are called Death Perception.
Have we talked to them?
No, we have not.
Okay, because that name sounds very new to me.
It is new to you. It's new to me.
Okay, but you did make me a promise.
What? Yes.
I do have one band that I have, my absolute favorite metal band that I've discovered through all of this entirety.
We're playing Gua.
Why? Well, yeah, that'd be awesome too.
Kidding, no. But our last band of the night is going to be a good old Hamilton band that you'll all enjoy.
Oh, yes.
Yes. So let's stop talking and get into Normally Bias. Bias? Yeah, Bias.
Yep.
Normally Bias by Death Perception right here on Thrasher's Paradise.
I don't think anybody could have predicted that they would try to use an airplane as a missile, a hijacked airplane as a missile.
Nobody argued with the police, and I don't think the prior government envisioned flying airplanes in the Middle East.
Time to make us die. Oh. You are your right. We'll be right back.
Luthero with their song Blood Lightning. They just released a music video for that not too long ago.
Yes, I know. I haven't seen it yet, but I'm dying to.
You have to see it.
I'm going
to. If you the listeners have not saw it, what are you waiting for?
Yeah.
Go on YouTube right now and watch it, because we're at the end of our journey tonight.
Can we make it easy for him and just share it off Thrasher's Paradise?
I mean, we can totally do that. We'll give you the cheat. We'll give you the cheat code. The cheat code. So we'll be on the Thrasher's Paradise Facebook page.
Excellent. Love it.
Excellent indeed. Yes, but no, we're now moving on from the beautiful province of Ontario
to Quebec.
To Quebec. What's wrong?
Nothing. I don't mind Quebec so much.
It's a beautiful province.
I know. I used to really despise it when I was younger.
Oh, why?
I don't speak or understand French, but that was the only reason.
Okay.
But again, through travels of work, I met a bunch of awesome people out there. Had a lot of fun out there. I do have one quick story, but I can leave that for next week. It's about the John Baptiste Day.
Okay.
And asking about work.
Definitely we have to wait, because we are under a time crunch.
Oh, are we?
Yes.
What do we got? How much time we got?
Not a whole lot of time.
Okay.
Yes, it is almost time to say so long.
Farewell, good night. See you later. Adios.
Goodbye.
Well, then, if anybody's just tuning in to see what they're going to tune into later, maybe we should just mention the show one more time before we're done.
Yes.
At Absinthe?
Remember, August 31st, Absinthe Hamilton, Johnny No Cash, the Axe Lords of Zanzibar, Mr. Morgan Ryder, and Miss Cameron North, all to perform on that wonderful stage at Absinthe. August 31st, doors open at 6 or 6:30.
I think it's 6.
6, music starts at 7. Definitely be there. It's going to be a great time.
Yep.
Definitely come. And until next time, everyone, I've been Colin.
I'm Kevin.
Keep on thrashing, and now it's time to listen to...
The Eclectic Sounds of the Hawk.
Ca-ca!